Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me in studio, CSU men's assistant basketball coach, Coach Sam Jones. Man, thanks so much for getting in here. Long time no see, man.
Long time no see. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here in person and not over the phone or over the Zoom.
You said you were going to make the drive from Fort Collins to Greeley, and I said, are you sure you want to do that, man?
I didn't have any second doubts, no, of course.
So now you're hanging out here. Now you're part of the crew. Mm-hmm. So what was it's your first trip ever in the history of the world to Greeley, right?
First time to Greeley. I heard a lot about Greeley. The university's here, right?
Yep. Okay, UNC just down the road there.
I didn't see that driving in. I might try to drive by on the way back home just to see it.
You probably drove, because you came in, you took the 392 through Windsor and everything, so you probably drove by where the Greeley Stampede is.
Correct.
You saw the big stadium
there?
Saw
the big stadium there. Saw a lot of farmland.
Yeah, a lot of farmland. we need the moisture. Yeah. You can tell that, I'm sure, just by driving around and looking around.
Exactly.
Coach, I've told the story. I met you not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny because I had reached out to your guy, John Martin, of course.
Okay.
And I said, hey, can we get Coach on? And he's like, yeah, he's in the middle of moving and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right. And then so John just ignored me like he loves to do anyway. And, you know, a week goes by, 2 weeks goes by. We go to the park. My kid's extremely shy. He's three. He sprints up to your three kids that are playing catch with the basketball.
With the Rams basketball.
With the Rams basketball. Yeah. So you're already like, that kid's got it, I think.
Yeah.
he grabs the basketball from your kids, and he likes... He's still at this point where he likes to put things in his mouth. So, of course, he gave that basketball a nice lick. So I'm glad your kids enjoyed that.
That's a great thing to do during COVID.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Social distancing was not, we did not really practice that day. And, of course, then he runs up to you and your beautiful bride and pulls you both out of the swing set. I'm like, that's really respectful, and gives you a nice hug. He barely hugs me, and here he is hugging on you, Coach. But I thought that was a pretty cool day.
That was awesome. I mean, your son is awesome, obviously, and I like how those interactions happened. I mean, that was completely organic.
Yeah.
And that's how we met. We didn't have to meet via John Martin. We didn't have to email each other. We kind of met organically on the playground, and that was awesome meeting your son and your wife.
Oh, it was fantastic meeting you. And I think we've got a babysitter built in with your lovely daughter as well.
Ready. Just give us a call.
Talk
about
that.
The number is 33. No,
all right, let me write that down. I'll show you some texts late at night. See what you're up to. Give me some tips on what the team's going to look like. but that was a lot of fun, of course. And, you know, you guys were just kind of getting in. Of course, you were with Cleveland the Cleveland Cavs, of course, the last 2 years.
Correct.
So you just kind of checking out the area at that point still, right? I mean, obviously committed and everything, but you got the house and you were just looking around and thought you'd check out the park and the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Well, we hadn't even moved in at that point. We were just kind of, you know, just check out the area, check out the neighborhood, like you said. I think maybe a week later we got the keys to our house, so we were just excited to get into the area. I mean, it's such a beautiful, I mean, Fort Collins has been unbelievable.
Isn't it?
It's not the middle of America, I can tell you that right now. It's not Ohio. With all due respect, I mean, I love Ohio. It served its purpose for us for the last 5 years.
Sure.
But Fort Collins and Colorado has been great to us.
It was funny because my listeners know this. I could be a little slow sometimes. And, you know, you're talking to me. I'm seeing the basketball. You introduced yourself. You said Sam Jones. Well, I know that name because I've been trying to get you on the show. And then when you said that, I'm just kind of staring. I'm like, Sam Jones. And then you're just kind of like, what are you doing, man? You're just staring at me weird. And then, of course, started connecting the dots.
Yeah.
I was like, what brings you to these parts? And you're like, well, I mean, it's a basketball, whatever.
Exactly. Just coaching men's basketball, that's all.
So, okay. So a couple months, then, you've been settled in, right?
Yes.
And, of course, you had some summer, the one-hour day kind of basketball practices and things like that with the team.
Absolutely. So we had 8 weeks with the guys. We did some basketball. We did some weightlifting. We did a few team events, which was awesome.
It's some fun stuff going on, too.
So Monday through Thursday, we did that with the guys. And then on the weekends, every weekend in July, actually started at the end of June, the coaches were out recruiting, trying to find the next CSU Rams. So we were pretty intense for 8 weeks. And it went well. The guys, I mean, I told Nico this, the way they compete is unbelievable. I can see why we were one game away from winning the Mountain West last year and really have a fighter's chance to win it this year.
Kind of the talk of the conference, maybe not even the conference, the kind of the talk of one of those teams in the mix when you're talking all of college basketball.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, actually, before I took the job, and I tell the story all the time, when I was in Cleveland, I was consulting with the assistant general manager Mike Gansey there and the general manager of the G League team, Brendan Yu, about coming here. And they knew exactly who Colorado State was. They mentioned David Roddy. They mentioned Isaiah Stevens. So they knew our team before I even knew our team, you know. So we're definitely the talk of college basketball.
Yeah, and it's so, you know, and we'll get into this later, too. You're talking about all this conference realignment and all that. Well, for CSU, I mean, this basketball program is what is the kind of the beacon right now for all of Colorado State. We'll, you know, we're hoping for the best for football for sure to get right back on track after the last few years. But it's this basketball team that's just this giant beacon as far as, hey, if this team were to move around in conferences, it might be a pretty good pickup to see CSU.
Well, absolutely. Well, credit to I'm new here. I've been here like 2 months. So, but credit to management, to leadership. Joe Parker has been great. Steve Cottingham, and then of course. The head of the snake is Nico Medved. He's a culture builder. Just from the first meeting we had as a coaching staff, I knew he was serious.
Yeah.
I knew he knew what he was doing, and it was a reason why they were top of the league last year.
Coach, we're talking to CSU men's assistant basketball coach Sam Jones. And of course, we talked about the two seasons with Cleveland as a player development coordinator. You spent some time with the G League, of course, international basketball. You played international basketball professionally for 10 years. I mean, you've got so much basketball experience. How did you connect with Coach Medved?
Well, actually, I connected first with the assistant coach, Ali Farokhmanesh.
We had him on a couple of weeks ago.
What an awesome guy.
Yeah.
So I actually had the privilege of coaching Ali overseas. Mm. He was one of my players in the Netherlands when I was a head coach. What an unbelievable player Ali was for us. He was a sixth man. I had to convince Ali to come off the bench. He was a starter his whole career in college. Every country he played in Europe, he was a starter. And then I had to convince him to come off the bench to be a sixth man. He ended up being a sixth man a year. We went to the finals. Lost in game seven, and when you get that deep in the playoffs, Brady, and you build some sort of bond, you know, and Ali and I had that bond for years, and you know, we kept in touch, and the timing was just right with the CSU position, and then he connected me with Nico, and Nico and I had several conversations over the phone via Zoom, and the conversation flowed like water. He and I have some of the same principles and thoughts on how the game should be played, and the transition has been seamless so far.
I always love those connections, because you know, was it a direct connection with Coach Medved? No, it was with Farokhmanesh. I mean, that was the connection there, and so you've already developed this this chemistry that you're going to bring over, and then of course Coach Medved has that there. It's exciting, and it's really cool. It's one of my favorite things when I look at coaching staffs and I wonder, how do they all piece it together? How do they come together?
Yeah, I mean, Coach does a great job. Of bringing in good people. You'll hear him say that all the time. Ali's a great person. Coach Brian Cooley's a great person. Emma Montai, who's basically running the organization, she's a great person. Aaron Katsuma, our Dobo slash recruiting coordinator, he's been fantastic. Just everyone on staff has been really, really good, and Nico does a good job of vetting people out and bringing the right people in on his staff.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was exciting news when I saw your name there, and I'm thinking, wow, with this basketball experience coming over, this is going to be a great addition to what CSU has really already done. And I love talking to Coach Medved, and I joke with him. I'm like, you know, you got two Medveds. You got one hand, he's the nicest guy in the world. He's the neighborhood guy, right? And then on the other hand, he can switch that gear pretty fast. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but yes, he can switch that gear into, hey, I'm serious. We're serious basketball mode.
Oh, I seen it in the first meeting.
Yeah.
I seen it in the first meeting. Coach Medved is no joke,
yes.
And I absolutely love it. He holds everyone accountable from, he'll probably hold the president of the university accountable all the way down to the team manager. He knows what he wants. He has a great vision. I was talking to my wife the other day about this, like, he knows what he wants. He has that winning mentality, and holding people accountable is a part of that, right? And so he has no problem holding you accountable. And some people, it can rub some people the wrong way, but that's how you win basketball games.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those perfect combos, especially now when you look at players. I mean, they want coaches to be hard on them, but some players want coaches to be their best friend. I think Coach Medved, and I don't know about the best friend thing. I'm not as practiced in those deep conversations, but I feel like he's that perfect blend, which it does seem like his coaching staff shares a lot of that, kind of have that blend, which I think is so important now for student athletes.
Listen, Brady, the main thing is he cares, right?
Yeah.
He cares. Privately, he loves those guys to death, right? When we get in that gym, he's going to get on them. Why? Because he cares, right? Even when I play, the coaches that I actually hated are the ones I have the best relationship with right now. I
mean, no
I couldn't stand my college coach, Dean Lockwood. I love you right now. he's an associate head coach at Michigan State women's basketball right now.
Wow.
But I mean, I couldn't stand him when I was playing for him. But then when I got a little older, I understood all those life lessons he was teaching me. I'm like,
sure.
Man, this guy is really he cared. He cared about me and he cared about my development. And I think Nico cares about our guys and cares about their development. Cares about his staff. He's done a tremendous job so far.
You look at this roster. I mean, there are some smoking players here. You talked about a couple of those guys with David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens. But this is, I think I was watching a video of you a couple weeks ago with Mr. Roth, the play-by-play guy for CSU, talking about just how stacked this roster is. And for the most part, you're returning everybody, but you get this transfer, Chandler Jacobs. It's mm-hmm. like the rich are getting richer here. This team looks stacked.
Stacked on paper, but as Coach would say, you have to do the work, right? He set a foundation last year, and we're bringing in, like I said, Chandler Jacobs, a transfer from a Division II All-American, an incredible athlete, extremely explosive, good kid, team player, wants to win. His teammates rally behind him already. It's not like, oh, here's the new guy. What is he coming to do? No, let's welcome the new guy because he's going to help us win, right? So I think he's been a great addition. And just like you said, we have a really, really good team. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but again, because I'm about the process as coaches as well, we have to do the work every day. So I'm not going to throw out any crazy predictions on how the season's going to go, but we're going to give ourselves a fighting chance for sure.
It does seem like this team is going to have a target on their back for sure. I mean, like I said, you talked about it on the national side of things, certainly in the conference. I mean, that's the name people are talking about. You got some pretty good college basketball programs in this Mountain West Conference, and San Diego State being one of them. But you're hearing CSU's name right there. I mean, we're talking big things, and I know you guys are taking it one day at a time and all that. But, you know, on the outside, guys like me that like to dream and just fantasize, you know, you think about, whoa, the big dance, all that stuff. There are certainly people that are talking about it. You're seeing some of these early predictions for Colorado State. So it's a really exciting time for Rams fans.
Absolutely. But we're going to compartmentalize, like I said earlier. We're going to take it one day at a time. But at the same time, you want to be talked about, right?
Like, yeah.
We want that pressure. We invite that pressure, because if you're not being talked about, then what are we doing as a program? So I think Nico and all the players on staff deserves the people talking about him right now.
Sure.
But again, we're going to take it day by day.
What I really like about when I look at your resume too, and so many Rams players, I shouldn't say so many, but there's a few that go on overseas to play basketball. And I mean, they're making, we talk about Nico Carvacho in this program quite a bit, and you know, he's having a tremendous career the last 2 years just overseas playing. I think that that's going to be something tremendous that you can offer, but also just your vast knowledge of working with these NBA players, working with these international professionals as well. I mean, you get to take a lot of that and really bring in your expertise for this program that's already pretty solid.
Listen, Brady, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come to college basketball. I had the privilege of playing 10 years professionally in Europe. I coached 6 years professionally in Europe for an international team, and also for the Dutch national team. I was the associate head coach for 3 years. Like I said, 3 years in the NBA Development League, and then now the last 2 years with the Cleveland Cavaliers. All those experiences I have, I want to pour into that CSU locker room, right, and help those young men. I want to mentor those guys. I want to show them. A lot of those guys have ambition to play professionally.
Sure.
So I want to help them get to where they want to go. And they obviously have to do the work. But I know what it takes to get there, whether it be if your limit is international, we're going to make sure you get to be an international professional. If your limit is the NBA, we're going to try to make sure you get there. And even if you don't play professional sport, there's also a world of life experience that I've accumulated over these years where I can try to help mentor these young men to be great fathers, great husbands, and great men in their community.
So many stories I'm sure you have that are well beyond the basketball side. Just playing all over the world, pretty much.
Oh, listen, like just walking around Belgium, they have buildings older than our country, right? It's like a walking museum over there. And just those experiences right there has just been priceless. I picked up the language in the Netherlands.
Wow.
So I speak Dutch fluently.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Can you say something?
Yeah, I can. Heel veel zeggen, maar ik weet niet wat ik moet zeggen. Wacht even. Wat ik wil zeggen, ik weet dat iemand van Nederland gaat dit luisteren. Dus ik hou van jullie, ik mis jullie, en go Rams.
I mean, I agree with everything you just said, by the way. I think. Colfax, transcribe that. Make sure I didn't just agree to something bad.
No, I just gave a shout-out to everyone in the Netherlands because I said once this thing goes online, someone from Holland will listen to this. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to my people over there in the
Netherlands.
That is
awesome, man. Yeah. That is so cool. You're going to stick with us for another segment, right?
Why not?
48 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. Sam Jones joining us, Colorado State Rams assistant coach. Great to have him in studio. We'll be right back.
It's Valley Vikings Day and 13 days, 13 teams, presented by All In Cattle Company. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's The whole show powered by PDC Energy. Man, we got to do this more often. Sam Jones joining us, assistant basketball coach for the Colorado State Rams, making up a heck of a staff for Colorado State, for Coach Medved and company. But man, I could listen to your stories all day long. I mean, I feel like an idiot. I'm like, so can your kids speak both languages? You're like, that's their first language, man. Yeah. That's where they were born. Yeah. Most, I mean, my goodness, all three of them.
Well, two of them were born in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And my middle child was born on a Greek island of Cyprus.
Oh,
so his birth certificate is all Greek letters. I can't even read his birth certificate. So.
Man, I bet you have so much experience. I mean, I think that life experience, too, take the basketball part out of it. That life experience for your kids, for the kids that you're coaching, because that's what we talk about, is not just teaching basketball, but teaching everything. I mean, it's countless for you what you can kind of tell these kids.
Listen, my experience is overseas. Like I said, I played 10 years professionally, assistant coach for 3 years, head coach for 3 years over there in Belgium, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands. Like I said, just mentioned the Greek island of Cyprus, and you learn cultural intelligence. Educational experience, a cultural experience, a basketball experience, just all those things I experienced over those 16 years in Europe are priceless.
Wow. I mean, because I'm come from a family we didn't vacation much. We didn't do, and when we did, it was like to see my family in Oklahoma or something like that. So, I mean, we went to a lot of games and stuff. My wife, she did a European tour when she graduated high school. So, and she said that changed her life. She was there for like 4 weeks.
Exactly. Now, when you travel, it gives you, the word I love to use, it gives you perspective.
Yeah.
I tell all my friends and family, if you have the money, travel.
Yeah.
Don't buy material things. Go and
no
see
question.
The world. When you go out and see the world, you see just how small your problems really are, right?
Oh, it was, she took her camera with her, so she has so many different photos that honestly decorate her house now from just where she was.
I mean,
throughout these, and she's always like, I want to take you there. And I'm like, I've been to Oklahoma, so I don't know if you want to take me too far away.
You have to go. I'm telling you right now, you have to
go. We go with you next time.
Let's do it.
I just feel like, we've already gotten to know each other so well, we might as well vacation together.
Let's go to Amsterdam.
And then you could handle everything, and then next thing you know, I'm speaking another
Dutch.
Language.
Exactly.
Although my wife thinks I'm speaking another language anyway, 90%
of
the time.
Well, my wife as well, but we'll talk about that off air.
We got 2 minutes left. Do you want to stick around for another segment?
Why not?
We could just
here.
Keep doing this.
I'm
Let's
here.
Do it all day long.
All right.
We're actually going to talk to your friend Mike Brohard coming up in the second hour, but I know you got to get rolling too at some point. But.
Yeah, at some point I get rolling, but this has been fun. This has been an amazing experience for myself as well, and I'm glad you had me on, man.
All right, so I was out. I try to mix my time up between getting out to CSU, getting to UNC. I was over at UNC football practice today, and I feel like this, and I've talked to other reporters. Why is it the basketball coaches, you guys, like yourself, Coach Medved, you're way more open to letting reporters like see everything that's going on? Football players, it's like it's top secret, man. You get out there and they're looking at you. Are you taking a camera? And it's like your quarterback's literally just throwing the ball back and forth to his quarterback, but you're not allowed to take pictures. Basketball's like wide open, at least from what I've experienced between UNC, CSU, and CU.
Well, I have no experience with football, so I have no idea how the coaches are with their practices.
That's so tight up.
Now, we'll be honest. Like sometimes we want those doors closed as well, because
yes.
I mean, when you're baking that cake, you're putting that ingredients in. You don't want everyone everyone's seeing the ingredients, and you want your guys focused and locked in. Because
and that makes sense.
Exactly. When people are coming in from the outside, it changed the dynamic of the practice, right? Some guys are looking over their shoulder, just not really focused on what they need to be doing. So if it's a serious practice, we might close the doors as well. But normally, in my experience with Nico, he lets everyone in. Just very transparent.
Yeah, I'll shoot Coach Tex. I text him after you and I met. I said, hey, my kid gave your new assistant coach a nice big hug. I think he approves. And so we're going back and forth, and I'm like, hey, let's get together and talk basketball anytime.
He means that.
I'm not allowed to even know that Steve Adazio has a cell phone, I'm pretty sure. So,
Coach Medved means that. Yeah. We've had several people in and out of our practices with no problem, and he invites them back again. So very, very transparent.
Dang, and I was kind of hoping I was unique, and I was the only one that he'll open that
you're,
up to.
You're still unique,
I'm
Brady,
still kind of unique.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Sam's going to stick with us here. Might just take over. I might just head out, and you just take over the rest of the show.
I'll be here. Me and Colfax, we'll do it. We can do it.
It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We got Sam Jones, CSU men's assistant basketball coach, joining us. We'll be right back. The whole show powered by PDC Energy, 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. This is fun, man. I love when these conversations take hold. We've got Sam Jones joining us, assistant men's basketball coach for the Colorado State Rams. And, you're just going to hang out with us for a while, man.
Why not? This is the most fun I had in a very long time. We were locked in the house for a year and a half. I mean,
and now you're locked in this tiny little room with me.
it doesn't
get much better than that.
It's a nice room, Brady. I like your digs.
This tiny little studio. It's great. It's just kind of fun picking your brain. I know we haven't even scratched the surface either as far as, your experiences and what you're going to bring over. But we were talking off the air a little bit about this name, image, and likeness stuff in the NCAA. And as you said, spending time in the NBA over the last few years, all of this is new to us. But then here you come into this. A transfer portal is just this crazy thing. It's like the wild, wild west now. Name, image, and likeness. You're talking about all these conference realignments. College sports, I'll tell you what, if anything, it's very interesting at this point.
Very interesting, and it's upsetting a lot of people. A lot of people are excited. There's two sides of the fence with all this name, image, and likeness, and the transfer portal. We can do one of two things. We can be on the side where we're upset, or we can adjust and adapt.
And benefit from it if you can, on the transfer portal side.
Both sides, right? Yeah. Both sides. We have two guys. We have two transfers coming in this year, and I think those guys are going to really, really help us. But I think ultimately, our goal is always to recruit high school kids and develop them. That's what we've done traditionally, but we're going to take advantage of this transfer portal as much as we can whenever it's convenient for us.
I think that's a great thing. There's a good balance to have there because, yes, you want to have kids that are growing up through the program with you. But just like we see at the pro side, too, it's great to draft a guy and bring him up and he's your guy forever. But you also need those pieces that can help your program out. So, and I think so far so good, it seems like Colorado State's doing it the exact right way.
Well, you said pieces that can help your program. We're just not going to bring in guys just to bring in guys, right?
Big names, whatever.
Yeah, Nico's huge on character, huge on fit. Right. So we just don't. He has a system. Obviously, his system works. Number one offense in the Mountain West last year.
Doing something right.
Doesn't look like it's going to change for next year. Hopefully, let's knock on some wood. But we bring in guys with great character, whether that be incoming freshman or sophomore, junior, senior transfer, grad transfer. So we just like to bring in high character people. And then very good player that can help our program.
Yeah, it's just interesting even for us to navigate through all this. We were talking a little bit, too, about Ellison Hubbard, defensive lineman for the Colorado State Rams. I mean, he's doing his own show now. He does it at 1 o'clock with me, but it kind of transforms into his show. It can be CSU stuff. It can be whatever. But here's a guy that wants to be on the radio. That's what he wants to do if he doesn't make it to the NFL or even if he does after the fact. So he gets to continue to do football, continue to focus on his schooling. But he's also kind of putting together a plan for the future. And I think if you handle it all correctly, and again, there's going to be There's going to be marketing agents. There's going to be student athletes. There's going to be situations that just don't, are not handled correctly. But if you can do it the right way, it can be very beneficial.
And why wouldn't you be able to do that?
Yeah.
Right? He knows what he wants to do in the future. It's not hurting anyone, him getting that experience. And like you said, he's able to focus on the main thing, right? Make the main thing, and that's football. But at the same time, you have other interests. We're all not just one-track people, right? We don't just do one thing. We all have hobbies or passions on the side. And I'm glad that NIL is giving guy the chance to explore those things.
All right, hobbies, passions. What is it, just basketball all the time? I know the kiddos, obviously you're working with the kids, family man like yourself, but what are some of those, what else do you like to do? Or is it always basketball?
It's been basketball a lot. I was talking to some of the coaches before. I was lucky enough to win a championship when I coached overseas, and I came to the conclusion that if you want to be at the very top of your profession, right, there's no balance,
yeah.
Right? The best surgeons in the world aren't out doing something else,
right,
when you know, they're on call 24 hours a day.
Constantly reading, studying,
yeah,
and working.
Then you're getting called, you have to come in, and you know. But that being said, I have pulled back a little bit, and my hidden passion, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I think so. Now I'm not as ready as I was.
I know you weren't. It's photography.
Are you okay? All right.
One of my colleagues with the Cavs gave me my first camera, and I call it, when we go on all these road trips, we travel to every city in America, right? Orlando,
awesome.
Miami,
yeah.
New York, Golden State, wherever we're going. We have shoot around and we have a game at night. In between those, the 4 hours between shoot around and game, I go on my mental health walk, and I take my camera, and I go out and take pictures of the city. And I'm going to try to do the same thing when I'm here at CSU. We go play San Diego State. We go play Wyoming. We go play Air Force. I'm going to try to go to all the cities and kind of walk around, take some pictures, and capture the essence of the city, and then put a folder on my computer, and always go back to it and say, I traveled to the city, and this is what the city meant to me.
Man.
So photography is my hidden passion.
I love it. I thought you were going to say, like, sword fighting or something, just going to throw me off.
That might be next.
But that is awesome. I think that's fantastic,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Photography, I mean, again, what I can on my phone, and they're never very good. They're blurry half the time.
Yeah.
My wife's like, the people aren't even in the picture. What were you taking there?
I'm
like, I don't know. I pressed the thing and the thing, but...
That being said, my wife is a much better photographer than I am. It's just my hidden passion. we'll keep it hidden for a while.
But at least she can show you a few things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She can always help me. She helped me every day.
My wife...
She helped me get dressed today. No, I'm not
joking. Hey, I'm not
she
that
helped
far
me get
away.
Dressed today.
My wife, she, you know, she was into photography too before she started her own business a few years ago, and it's been really great, but she loved taking pictures, and she thought, all right, I'm going to start a business, a unique business. And it wasn't that unique, but it was pet photography.
Oh, wow.
Just taking pictures of people's pets.
There's probably a market for that.
It just turned out to be so much work, you know, and the pictures she did, they were great, and she was developing, but it kind of got to the point where it was time to try something new. But yeah, she just really enjoyed it.
That's
really
awesome.
Fun.
I like that. Yeah. Maybe she can give me some tips too.
Yeah,
right?
If you want to take pictures of pets, I mean, we could do that. So no pets? You don't have any?
No pets. Didn't grow up with them. My youngest, Donnie, my 10-year-old, he's been on us heavy to get a dog. We walk around our neighborhood, there's dogs.
Well, there's dogs everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like there's not even people in that neighborhood.
We have a dog park.
Dogs.
Have you seen the dog park?
Yep. I made a mistake there. Thought it was just a regular park.
Walked in there, just hanging out.
Dogs everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why is this covered in poop?
Exactly.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, dogs are a priority here, which I love. But my wife and I aren't quite ready for a dog. With my lifestyle, you know, we're always traveling,
it's tough,
gone,
man. Yeah.
It's like taking on another child.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. So I'm a farm kid, so we had dogs, but they were outside.
Right.
So you'd pet them and say hi, and then you'd go in the door inside, and you're like, I don't really care what happens to them while I'm inside this house.
Exactly.
We tried the dog thing. A while ago, we got a corgi, and I think he was like a mixture between Tasmanian devil and some kind of evil demonic creature.
Okay.
And it just didn't work for him. So we found a farm for him. They're like, oh my gosh, what did you know? We actually found a farm in California. Like, they had a vineyard and everything. They wanted
they took
him. Took him. He's the happiest dog. He's an outdoors dog. He needs to be an outdoors
there
dog.
There we go. There
so
we
with
go.
Us, it was like... It was like a child.
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
was crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm glad he found a nice home. What was his name?
Indy, because we were Indiana Jones fans, and we found a balance there.
See,
so
that's a great story, right?
You know,
there.
You come
Indy.
Up with,
I love
and
it.
I want to use that name again, but is it going to be a bad? I don't know. So we might use it if we ever get a dog again.
I like it.
It would be something that we go with.
I like it.
Looking at this team, you know, David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens. I mean, these guys, these are big time players. When you look at them from your experience, do you? Let's talk about David Roddy just for a second. Do you look at that guy and say that's a next level guy?
100%. What level that is, I don't know, but he can make money playing the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. I think, to be completely transparent, I think Roddy is a consistent jump shot away from being a fringe NBA player.
Wow.
I think David can get to that level, but he's so big and strong. So if you're faster than him, he'll just muscle you to the basket. If you're slower than him, he'll go by you
because
he's quick as well. He's very, very skilled. He looks like a football player.
Yeah.
He actually played football
in
high school, but his passion and his love was for the game of basketball. And he's putting the work in. And like I said, he's a consistent jump shot away from making it to the league. I actually worked with a guy, Lamar Stevens, who went to Penn State, and he was a two-way player with us in Cleveland, mixing time with the G League and with the NBA. And we worked really, really hard last year, and he turned that two-way contract into a four-year guaranteed NBA contract. And him and Roddy are similar players, the mid-range inside. Even Lamar doesn't have a consistent three-point shot yet, but he's still working on that. But I think Roddy is in that area right there where he can kind of squeeze and sneak his way in on a two-way contract or something, then maybe be a bona fide NBA player.
He's such a unique player because I don't know if this is the right word, but deceptively fast sometimes, deceptively quick, because he's a brick. I mean, mm-hmm. he's so strong. Mm-hmm. And then you just see these quick moves that he puts. You're like, where did that come from?
You know, I have those same moments in practice. I'm like, he has that burst?
Yeah.
Wow. He has that. And if he can put that together for longer stretches, I mean, he's going to be a problem. He's already a problem in the Mountain West. I mean, he's first team all Mountain West. But if he can put that together consistently for longer stretches, I mean, dare I put that out in the universe, he might be fighting for a player of the year.
Wow.
In the Mountain West. But I wouldn't say that if he wasn't working. He's putting the work in. I see him working on a daily basis. And the sky's the limit for that kid.
Yeah, it's really cool to see a coaching staff with so many different areas that they can land. And again, as we ran down all of your experience, I think it's just going to do nothing but fantastic things for these young student athletes. November 19th, the Paradise Jam, for not that far away, man. We're creeping up on that. And of course, a new tournament, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame Classic, too. Some big teams, some big names that you guys are going to be playing. It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, for sure, we have Alabama on the schedule. We have Mississippi State.
Yep.
We don't know exactly who we're going to face in the Paradise Jam, but you have Creighton, you have, you know, Colorado, Bradley, who's been good over there in the Midwest. So we have some good teams in all of those tournaments and non-conference games, and we're excited to put our skill level to the test, right? Our preparation to the test against teams like that, because if you want to, like you mentioned earlier, dream about getting to that big dance, you have to play those bigger teams and see where you stand.
Yeah, and you really get a chance to see that before you get into, you know, your conference play too. I mean, that's what I think is beautiful about it, is win or lose, you're going to be battle tested by the time you get into your conference season. So, I mean, there's so much you can take from that.
Absolutely. I mean, experience is everything, right? And those experiences that we're going to encounter in the Paradise Jam and all those non-conference, we have St. Mary's coming to Moby this year, and all those experiences are only going to help us late in the Mountain West when we're trying to fight for that Mountain West championship.
I know it's football mode here in August, but people are pumped and ready to see this basketball program, and there's just so much excitement that continues to build. And man, it's just an honor to get you in the studio, talk about it a little bit, talk about your life a little bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's going to be exciting, man.
Well, I appreciate you having me in, Brady. And if people are really pumped and excited about the basketball season, come fill up Moby Arena.
Fill it up.
One of the best arenas here in NoCo. I mean, we're going to be exciting to watch Isaiah Stevens, Isaiah Rivera, David Roddy, Adam Thistlewood. I mean, Sean Thompson. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Talon Jacobs, the transfer we talked about. We got some young freshmen coming in that are going to be exciting to watch. And then the style of play that Nico puts on the court night in and night out is just going to be exciting. Basketball.
I'm pumped, man. I'm ready. Hey, can we go shoot hoop sometime?
Let's do it. Hey, we have a court right by in the neighborhood.
I know.
Shoot me a text. It's been hot out.
Yeah, that's my first excuse. Hot. And then when you're like, hey, you ready to go? I'm like, now it's too cold. I mean, we got to find that.
Don't be afraid. We'll start off with a little pig. Then we'll play some horse. And then we'll graduate to a one-on-one.
Do a layup drill or something?
No. We'll play a little one-on-one. I'll have someone film it, and then we'll put that on the show.
We could actually film that. That would be pretty sad and scary all at the same time. time. Man,
that would be fun.
It's an honor to get you in here. A great guy. And my kid knew it before I did, my friend. He was so pumped to meet your entire family. Well, let's catch up. Borrow some sugar sometime.
I will. I'm coming by.
All right.
I'm coming by.
I don't even know if we have. I'm texting the link. I'm not sure.
Yeah, hilarious.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour. We're going to get into some football talk. I won't put Sam through that. We'll talk about, hey, the Power to Play Sports poll question. How many sacks will Von Miller have this season? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. All right, 19 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. That was awesome. Sam Jones, assistant basketball coach for the Colorado State Rams. We'll be right back.
It's Valley Vikings Day and 13 Days, 13 Teams, presented by All In Cattle Company. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.